I'm calling the meeting of the Board of Civil Authority of Town of Colchester to order, and we should probably go around and state our names. Can we start with Marie?
Marie Pepin.
Pam Loringer.
Kurt Taylor.
Ruth Blauwinkle.
Julie Hulber.
Tom Yazwitz.
Leora Black.
Jeanette Barry.
Jackie Murphy.
Carol Anderson.
Mary Brennan.
Pat Brennan.
Charlie Papillo.
Maureen Dakin.
Erin Hogan.
Julie Greeter. Okay, so Erin, take it away.
Okay. So I know most of you, but I'm Erin Hogan. I'm an assistant clerk in the clerk's office, and a big part of my job is elections, and that's what I'm going to talk with you about for the next few minutes. So last year was busy. We had several elections, which meant a lot of movement with our checklist. So as of March of 2024, we had 12,648 registered voters. As of the general election, we had 13,232 voters,
wow.
And then we lost a few as of this past March town meeting, which is normal. So we had a lot of movement of the checklist. With that being said, when we have a big election year, I am limited as to what I can do as far as challenging. I'm not allowed to challenge voters within 90 days of an election. So that makes it hard when, after a big election, I have a lot of cleanup to do. I have to do participation, doing address changes, and a lot of times that cleanup spills over to the point where I'm close to 90 days until the next election. So it did make it to be a challenging year for me to challenge our voters. But since November of 24, I had to do cleanup for the general election, and I have challenged 276 people. And I have probably a few hundred more to go, which is okay. I am working on property transfers. So when someone sells their property, I have a document that I can use in order to connect with them at their new address and ask that they respond back to my postcard that I send them. I get returned ballots, which that's what I'm working on right now, returned ballots from the general election. So I'm using those to see if they did indeed vote, whether it was absentee or in person, or if they're really on our checklist anymore. So I'm going through those and challenging people. I try to find them online. I do online searches to see if I can find their address. With purging, so I've done some purging as well. So that's removing people from our checklist. So when I send out challenge postcards, I hope to get them back. That's my goal, and if I get them back, I can use those to purge and remove people from our checklist. I am a vital record clerk, so I do have access to those people who have passed away. So I can pull a list of people who live in Colchester who have died or may have died in another town, but their residence is in Colchester. So I can generate a list and remove people based upon that. So I have done that. I typically do it once every 6 months. I also get things from the state of Vermont, so I occasionally get mailings where other states have said that they have a resident who used to live here who is now registered in their city or town. So I can use those documents to purge people. Yep. So that's what I'm doing right now. This is going to be the year that we do our biennial review of the checklist. So that's what I'm doing. I'm working on challenging people and purging people so that way we can clean up our checklist for the next cycle of elections.
That's amazing. Yes. Does anybody have any questions?
Do you have to stop 90 days before town meeting day? Any election.
Okay.
So that really narrows your window.
It does.
Last year in particular.
Last year was hard.
This
year, not so much. So that's why my focus for the summer and probably the rest of the year will be on challenging and purging.
Okay. And that's a state requirement, that certification in September. And they do it in the odd years because the even years we can't.
Right.
Because of the 90-day thing. So the state requires us to do it every other year. So,
So how many were actually purged?
So actually I have challenged voters is 222 and I have 276 purged.
So the purging is not just about death records and people moving out of town from the PTTR. She's also purging people who she sent postcards to.
Yeah.
How many years ago? Four?
Yes.
4 years ago that never responded
right.
to her at all.
If I challenge somebody, I can't just take them off the checklist. I have to wait two general election cycles. So that person could hold on to my challenge letter and the postcard I sent with it, and they could decide not to return that postcard for a year, 2 years, 3 years, or ever. But I can't do anything. But yes, I would certainly accept something if it comes in a few years later. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Well, sounds like you're busy.
Yes. Yep.
I do have one question, Erin. So if someone were to move away, register in another town, you get a list of those people, right?
Are you talking about another town in Vermont?
Yeah, in Vermont, yeah.
So that person, when they go to register to vote, that clerk's office is pulling their Colchester record and adding them to their checklist so that historically that voter can see that they were registered and they may have voted and participated in elections here, but that new clerk is taking our voter and removing them from the checklist, from our checklist.
So they can remove a voter from Colchester.
Yes, so today I had over 20 voter registrations that came through from the DMV, and I would say over half of them I pulled from other checklists. So I transfer them off of that checklist onto our checklist. Okay. I make sure that their name matches up, that their date of birth matches up, identifiers like their driver's license or the last four of their social, so that I know I'm pulling the right person. And then that town gets notified that, hey, you had someone taken off your checklist by the town of Colchester. And I have the same thing. It gives me a running total of in the last 10 days, you had X many voters pulled from your checklist. Okay. So I can see where those people got put on.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's because we now have a statewide checklist, right?
Yeah.
You probably couldn't do that as easily before, or from one town to the other. Mm-hmm. But once we had the statewide one, it made
so
all
that. So that was my question. There is a state, you have access to a statewide database of all voters in the state.
Right. Yeah, I can. I have full access to our local checklist here in Colchester, but yes, I can access state information.
Okay. She also has access to DMV information,
yes.
too.
Okay. Yeah, and I do use the DMV information sometimes when it's very clear that someone is no longer in Colchester because they have a returned ballot. I look at their address. Their name is not on the property, and it's a homesteaded property, and they haven't voted in years. I can go into the DMV record and sometimes pull up their name and see that they have a different address on their driver's license. So it's a means for me to try to reach out to that person at that new address. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about interstate? Do we have any reciprocity agreements with, like, somebody moves to New York? Does New York notify us?
So last year, the Secretary of State gave us information on people who did move out of state. I probably got maybe 1,000 names, and I tried to go through them all before that 90-day window, but that's not always available to me. I do think that that might be something that's going to be more available because the system I use for voter registration and elections has been updated.
So can you use property transfer records as well?
Mm-hmm.
And does that get reflected when somebody moves out of state?
Yes.
You know their new address is not just moving within Colchester, mm-hmm. but moving out of state.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that, Erin.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Any other questions?
Any more questions?
Julie, would you like to tell us what we're going to do tonight?
So we can, for the most part, make a motion to adjourn this particular part.
Okay, is this
meeting.
A separate meeting?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're adjourning the Board of Civil
Authority,
and now we need to start the Board of Civil
Abatement.
Yeah. Okay. So do we need a motion?
Motion to end, yes.
Motion to end. I will move to end.
Second.
Who seconded? Sorry. I was writing. Okay, good. Okay, so we can move on to the board. Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Oh, do we need a vote?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So the meeting is adjourned, so and we'll open the meeting of Board of Abatements.
So this year, kind of like
my cheat sheet.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so
do you want to start the two
meeting? Hold on a second.
Abatement requests?